When you receive things done in a way that defies the Torah of Yah, it's an abominable thing. It's filthy. When you defy Yah, you go out, you work on His Shabbat. You say, to hell with this, His Moedim. And you carry things and you enjoy what you call yourself receiving because you have denied the works of Yah. You have denied His Shabbat. You have denied His Mikrah. And you take that and you go fatten yourself with it. There's a scant. All that you get is abominable. It's filthy. He will not receive the price of a whore. You sow yourself like a whore. You sow yourself like a flat out Jezebel. And Yah will not receive the price of a whore. He said, don't bring the price of a whore to the house of Yahweh. When you defy the Torah of Yah, you committed whoram. When you allow any other seed to go in you, when a man's seed goes into a woman, it fertilizes the seed of life. You allow the seed of the world to enter into your mind and fertilize your actions, your deeds against Yah. You operate in the spirit of whoredom. Makes no difference what you think. What you think, it makes no difference. It's what the word of Yah says. I will not back down, not even in death. Hallelujah. We must have the breath of life in us, and the breath is Yahshua. Let us move on. It says in Micah, even what they have received is a scant measure. It says abominable. Verse 11. Yahweh says, shall I count them Zaha? He says, shall I count them pure? Shall I count them clean? With the wicked balance? Shall they be right? Those that pretend they're false? Not even a scant measure of what is pure. Shall I count them Zaha? Pure? He said, and with the bag of deceitful weight. The bag is full of deceitful weights. Lies, wickedness, corruption. That's what it's full of. He says, now this is here. This is what I want to get to. For the Rasha, for the Ashar, the Ashir, the rich men therefore are full, are full. Now this fool, brothers and sisters, I'm so ignorant that I like to look at the content of a word in the Arabic or the Hebrew expression. It says that the Ashir, the rich men, therefore they are full, they are male. And when you look at what it defines in whatever text it is used, it says the rich man, they are male, they are armed. Is this nation rich? Come on, Israel, don't sit here like hypocrites on me. Is this nation rich? Is it armed? It will burn you to hell, baby. She's armed with nuclear, every kind of power there is. She's rich. There's a doctrine that is preached in this nation. It has always been preached in this nation. And it will never change. It is a nation that is rich. It is a king doctrine that is that says that you must have military power to maintain the balance of wealth in the world. And you must have a super powerful military in order to control the wealth of the world. And so the male, the rich man are full, or they're full, or they're male. They can hire, just like America, hire black waters to kill innocent folks in Iran, in Iraq, just like they hire mercenaries to kill people. They are male, they are full, they're full of weapons, they're full of death, and they're full of wickedness. You understand, Yahweh is the armor of Israel. Yahweh is who fights the battles of true Israel. Yahweh will not allow the wicked to oppress Israel. So they're full of malay. They're full. They're armed to the tilt. They're armed with their words, their arrogance, their weapons. They're armed. They are full of malay, full of Hamas. They're full of violence. They're full of gain by greed, oppressing. America call it collateral damage. And they kill people. And they perform or they do the acts of Hamas, terrorizing a little mother that has nothing to do with Saddam Hussein. But they say it's collateral damage. Well, why was that not collateral damage when they bombed the Twin Towers? I don't believe that 19 little robotic men in the Islamic fascism are the key powers to that. I believe that there are those that were great, more powerful than them. Well, it's conspiracy. Do not this nation and the people conspire against the remnant of Israel? Come on, Israel. I don't believe it was done like that. I don't believe that they, you know, with that bit of fuel and caused those buildings to fall down like that. It was something greater than that. Just like Tim LaVey out there. I don't believe it was just him and that bombing out there with a little fertilizer. They're liars. There are many things that they have done in the world. I don't believe Pearl Harbor was just as the head of the Japanese. Oh, everything is staged. Shut down stage everything. He has rich men and powerful men. He presents himself to them. They are his prophets. Did not Yahshua present himself to the Nobis and the Shalishims, those that will carry the power of this message? Has not Yah presented Yahshua to us? He's in us. He lives in us. You just need to empty yourself out of your damn wicked ways and your trash. That's what you need to do and hear what the Ruach speaks unto you. Hallelujah. He says, for the rich, for the Oshir men, therefore full of, they're full, they're Malay, they're armed of violence of Hamas. And the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies. And their tongue, and in their tongue is deceitful. Their tongues are full of deceit. Rimiya. Their tongues are just full of lies and slackness and falsehood. Do you find yourself just talking treachery and lies when you ought not to be talking? You ought not to do that. You ought not to, Israel. The tongues, and you find yourself rich in your arrogance, your pride, and your haughtiness. And you speak in a way you think you can speak. You're a fool. The tongues are full of rimiyah in their mouths. Verse 13, therefore also, Yahweh said, therefore also will I make you, I will make you halah, I will make you sick, I will make you weak. America, I read Mr. Medvedev of Russia, the president, said America is not the power and shall never be the power it once was. Your nations like the president like Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, as they have caused Hamas in Cuba and all over the world, they have robbed this nation to make us fat and rich. And this nation is a rich nation that is going to stand before the seat of Yah. Israel, you better come out, give her whorish things back. Quit having the appetite of the world. Quit pursuing, quit looking at the wicked and seeing, thinking they have shalom and you falling, you become seduced by their wicked practices, that you ought to do what they do and act like they act. You got to come out of that. You can never hear Yah speak unless your mind is empty of this damn trash. You got to come out, Israel. Yahshua has made us free to worship Yah, to come and shahar. Come on, we worship the world. We take great delight in at Walmart. You smile and you giggle at Walmart. You smile when you get something from Walmart. And Yah gives you the lesson, the bread of life. And there's the reaction. Something is twisted in your damn twisted mind. You get something. You know, I buy those shirts, $5. I think, I say, oh, yeah. It's sad because that little mother from India worked 16 hours a day. She's making a penny. $12 a month. And I think it's almost, it breaks my heart. But I buy them because they're cheap. To think that she's worked all day. No time with her children. She sleeps in a rat-infested area of feces and stench. And this fat, we are fat and wicked. We've learned the way of this hoe. And a hoe always disregard. She rebels. We've learned the way of the hoe. We got the spirit of the hoe in us. And you must be empty of that hoe spirit. Yeah. Hallelujah. You don't have to say hallelujah. It's still the truth. Yahweh said, I'm going to make you halah. I'm going to make you sick. You're going to become weak. And this nation is becoming weak. Her money doesn't mean a nick is worth a rat's ass. I say it that way. You can buy a rat. You can use a rat is of more valuable than this. She is robbed. She is oppressed. I know my verbiage is not the sharpest, but that's all right. To stimulate our minds to understand what has happened here. Among Israel, there is no tzaddik, no righteous law. We want prophets. The prophets are smooth things that say, it's all right, brother. No, it's wrong for you to do what you're doing. Is that right, mama? You're not even a mama. You never train until you're dressing a daughter like holds the titties out, the little ass showing up. You Jezebel. care what you say. Hallelujah. You sure the little titties, they got to be tight and right. Man, what a damnable wickedness. One thing about crazy people, you lose the weight, you think that you show everything you got on. It's wrong, Israel. It's wicked. It's wrong. Cover yourselves, daughters of Tessiah. Cover your daughters. 10, 11 years old, titties like a woman. You think some freak out there. Heard a man say, he said, and this was just a secular man. He said, why would a woman, he said, I can't see, why would I want my wife, why is she all naked, her titties out and all that, she's showing everything, why is she doing that if she's got a husband, but she wants to promote her own self? Why is she doing that? When a woman is secure and sure with herself, when her mother comes out, you ain't got to show them how thin or how fine you think you are, honey. You ain't fine. Come on. Ain't any of us fine. Your flesh look like mess. It stinks. We look a mess. Think you're fine. I tell you, we'll look in that mirror. It'll talk to you. You may talk to the mirror, but the mirror will talk to you. It'll talk back. Hallelujah. It'll tell you how fine you are. Hallelujah. I don't like looking at them because I know what I look like. You can catch yourself. No, I'm honest. I'm flat out honest. And that's what Yahshua, he's the mirror of Yah. He reflects our filthy. This nation is filthy because what? I'm showing us the pattern. When we don't walk in the ways of Yah, what's going to... I want to show something, brothers and sisters. I want to show something. That's what we're in the debacle and the hell we're in. It's not going to get better. It's not going to... It's a deception they're using. What they're using now, they've called all the sorcery or the powers of sorcery. They call Congress. They go out and the spirit of sorcery like Bar Jesus, as he went even great and small, they believe what he said. He persuaded them. They were under seductive of his power. So even these one, they call themselves the great conservatives and conservatives are the great liberals. Come on. They all voted for this damn sham to rob your sons and your daughters, to cause them to be under the slaveship of the master of the rich power. For elites that run and rule everything. America is a whore. She's a nation of whoredom established by the spirit of whoredom because there were outlaws and thieves and drug heads and murderers that came and settled in this land and they kill and they destroy and they rob and they pillage in this land. Christopher Columbia lies. He didn't discover nothing when there was someone here. How could he discover it? They discovered him. And from what history, I don't care what revisionists say, he didn't even make it to America. Made as far as the Caribbean islands. He didn't even come here. Land dogs. I'm ready for a nice fight, all right? Hallelujah. I feel strong, okay? Hallelujah. So if you want to lay it down, come on. Hallelujah. And so these rich men. They're full of their violence of Hamas. And the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies. And we in America, oh, the economy is going to be well. This is just a little bubble. Come on, Mr. McCain 3 weeks ago said the economy is well. This is a bubble. And now he says out of the same lying, wicked mouth, the same dog tongue, that we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Come on, Israel. We have no confidence in the riches of man. They're false. I will show you what's going to happen to them. So the tongue speak lies. They're full of deceit. The tongue is full of deceit. Remiah. They speak lies and we can't even hear what they say because we are so caught up watching the wicked. They're so caught up watching this woman, Sarah Palin. The world is just so enraptured by this dismal bimbo. That's what she is. I'll tell her that to her face. I could debate her on political issues and knock her out. Hallelujah. Therefore, verse 13, therefore also will I make you sick. I will make you halah. I'll make you become weak in smiting you and making you desolate because of your sins, because you're guilty of sin. This nation, what is sin? What is sin? Those that sin is transgression of what? The Torah. Brothers and sisters, when you defy the Torah, when you defy the statutes of Yah, well, what is this Mishra? What is Moedim? They are memorials. They are times that we become captivated with Yah. Just like this, just like Shaitan has his festivities, his dog day of Thanksgiving. It is no Thanksgiving. His whole day of Christmas that makes you remember this fat beast and this hog and this deceiver and this liar that they stop work, they lay aside everything. It's a day of rest. And when it comes to Yah, we don't want to obey that. Yah appointed his feast days. The appointed for them for the keys. You better get that damn Christianity trust out of you. I was talking to a preacher. I said, my brother, no, you hold up. Hold up, my brother. And of course, when men say things that are not according to the scripture, I'm not going to let it get by. You want me to say that? I don't even want you to send me that. I would not even allow my mind to be persuaded with that lie. Come on, these crazy doctrines, and they listen because their minds are given over, and they're kind of curious. I don't allow my mind to be given over the curious things. There's only one sure thing, that's the stroll that you have laying on your lap. That's right, mama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all's going to make this nation is sick. And the reason why it's sick, they're in great pain because they have the statues of Omri. He says in verse 16 of the same chapter. I want to read this quickly. He said, for the statues of Omri are kept, and the works of the house of Ahab, and you walk in their counsel. That's what this nation does. That's what it does. It walks in the counsel of Omri, doing wicked. Do more wickedness. Just wicked after wicked. Omri did more wicked than all those that were before him. Out of the house of Ahab, they did more wicked than all those before him. And this nation is more wicked than the people that were here before this nation, what we call a nation, was established. This generation is more wicked than the ones of the 50 and the ones of the 60. It is wicked. It is flat out wicked. The statues of Omri. Just do wickedness. Just do all you want to do. Whatever your mind speaks, do it. Not what the Torah tells us. Yah said that I should make you desolate. America's desolate. Her dollar means nothing, brothers and sisters. What they say, buy gold. I will show you what's going to happen to their gold. Their gold doesn't mean a nickel's worth of dung. It has no power. It's not going to deliver you in the day of the wrath of Yah. He says, and the inhabitants thereof, and hissing thereof, you shall bear the reproach of my people. He said, you're going to bear the shame of my people. When they did that, they bear shame. America, you're going to bear the shame. You're going to bear the reproach. I don't care what the false Hagees and the lying Benny Hens and the fat dog, T.D. the snake, J. King. I don't care what they say. The diminutive creeping crependala. Lawyers, go to these whorehouses. Fill your mouth with a lying deceiver. But a man is wise, he inspects. He seeks the name of Yah. It's in the 1611. His name is there. These dogs and the one that says no book but the KJV. And these components that say the name of Yahweh is false. Well, it's in the KJV. Then the whole KJV is a false book. His name is written there. The 1611, the first one written, his name is there. In the first 1611, his name is there. Is there. They tried to hide it on the first page, but when they went back and they disguised it with all of this, all of these little artistic forms, you look right there, his name is right in the center. And most ignorant people will never see it. The vast majority, forgive me, Yah. Hallelujah. That's what we pray, Yah. You know, we bless Yah for those that have the knowledge to speak the rule and the power of Yah, Mishra, unto us. Don't come in with your weak ways trying to battle me because you're not going to win. You understand? I will knock you out. Flat out, I say it that way. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to Tehillim. Psalm. This is not a righteous nation because it is the Siddiqam of Yah exalts a nation. But sin is a hasset. It is a shame to any people. It's a reproach to any people. Any people sin is. Sin is a reproach to any people. Go back to Tehillim, Psalms 73:7. He said, their eyes stand out with fatness. And they have more than they could wish. You can't even, what they have, you can't even wish for. They have more than one can ever be inspired to have. And this nation has more. They have televisions in every room. They have computers in every room. They have 3 or 4 cars in the driveway. They have 3,000, 4,000 square foot houses. They eat like royalty. They're fat. They're lazy, the youngest, got cell phones. They will not give Yahweh a damn nickel. But the youngest got cell and the daughter's dressing Philly fly like a hoe. The son dresses punk fly like a punk. I ain't backing down Yisrael. They eat like hogs. They're fat. They're greedy. They eat succulent lifestyles. Oh, you all get upset, but that's all right. They're fat. They have more than a lamb can desire. But Yahweh says in verse 8, he said, they are muka. They are filthy. They are corrupt. They mock ya. They are muka. They are muka. And speak wickedly. You hear that? They speak wickedly concerning Oshek, the oppressed. Well, these senators, oh, well, we've got to do something for Main Street and Wall Street. They're damn liars. What goes to Main Street, go back to Wall Street. The few little billions that were trickling, them little checks they sent out, it went back to Wall Street, honey. Walmart, Kmart, Dollar Mart, and all the rest of the marts, all right? Yeah. Fat Daddy's Steakhouse and Big Daddy's Bone Dry Chili Hole. I can't say that for what came here because we lay back on that for a long, long time, all right? I can be honest about that. Just spent it the other day. Sure, I did. Hallelujah. On what? Well, we had to get that tiller, the ice bucket. Spent $3,500, $3,000 yesterday. Brother Allen and I on two pieces of equipment. Of course. But that's where it went. It didn't stimulate nothing. Not one dime of it. Hallelujah. So that's what going to Main Street. These liars, they oppress, they speak lightly. They say, oh, you know, Main Street, the little woman out there, she lost her house. Well, I tell you what, stop them from foreclosing on the houses. They're not going to do that. Those that have lost their houses, give them their house back. They sit there empty, nobody in there. And who buys the houses? Well, the rich buy the houses and sell them back again at a higher markup. And they still make money. It's wicked. Hallelujah. They speak wickedly concerning the oppressor, and they speak marum. They speak lofty. They speak lofty. They speak haughty. Well, you got to take responsibility, honey. How much you make? How much your husband make? Well, it's going to take 53% of your salary for the house, baby. That's absurd. That's wicked. That's wicked. 53%, the average person for a house payment, they spend almost 53% of their monies to make a house payment. They pay 30 years. Don't you see the wickedness of that? It is so wicked. Oh, I know the scripture talks about usury and when not. We don't know because we don't search out things like that. We see things transpiring in the world. We don't look and see what the scriptures say. We don't ever do that. You want to look at the last episode of American Idols? You want to see the latest fashion in these dogs and these homo-pedophilia freaks dressing you daughters of Zion? Something is wrong with your men. Come on. These punk fashions. They're punk fashions. We'll make many friends like that. What a friend I have. And yes, you are. All my sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to Hamashiach in prayer. Bless your people, Yah. They speak lofty. They speak very lofty, haughty concerning even their ways and the poor. But Yah says in verse 9, they set their mouths against the heavens. They set their mouth against Hashemayim. They speak with great disgust against Yah. And their tongue weaves or walks through the earth. That's all you hear, the tongue of the rich and the powerful. I was listening to Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. All they have is men like Mr. Buffett, multi-billionaire. And he's buying up. They're taking our money. The money we pay taxes. They're taking that money to supplement Mr. Buffett's money. He investing $3 million or $5 million here in the Lehman Brothers and $3 million in GE. Why? Because you think he invests in that not to make money? He's going to get a kickback of probably $2 or $3 billion. Mr. Paulson, this dog birthed out of hell, this twisted, minded pervert, oppressed the little daughters of Zion, and those that are poor. Makes no difference. I don't care if they're from Stone Mount, Georgia, or the valleys in Tennessee or Mississippi. I don't care if they're white or black. They're being oppressed by these dogs. And they cause the foolish
unlearned white folks with their damn crazy minds and black folks to combat against each other, and they are speaking throughout the earth and said it's the black man's fault, it's the white, it's that fault, it's the rich, powerful, wicked, and the rich fault. That's who it is. That's who it is. And so they take us little poor folks and make you want to fight against each other. That's what they do. And so what about like me speak against these wicked, rich dogs? Did you get upset because I said they're white or they're black? They are white. And they make you want to fight each other. Hallelujah. That's why we got to destroy the white flesh and the black flesh too. I am a Israelite. I'm born that way. He put something in me before I was ever born. Hallelujah. I was a mutated thing that came out of my mother. Come on, you were mutated. There was a mutation that took place. She produced nothing with heathen, but out of the midst of those heathen, there was a mutated form of life. Hallelujah. It's from the Zerah, the seed of Yahweh. Hallelujah. I won't go back, brothers and sisters. I want us to be strong. We're not going to be caught up in this activity. You know, each year that we've been here, every year that I can see the progression. You may not, but I do. Most of all in me. And the things I do and how I've learned over these nearly 14 years of how things, the evolution of things, how they change. And what is more valuable, what is more important, what I must do, and the things that we must take care of. And it's one of the most important things is make sure we grow full, brothers and sisters. Whether you all believe that or not. We grow a little bit, what, just to eat. Because a dollar means nothing. It has no value. I'm telling you that. It has no value. You can put it back, but there shall be no usury on it at all. Hallelujah. You trust your money with some kind of wicked man that's taking the money, sir, and loaning it to the drug pen and the kingpin, and then you get nothing back out of that. Come on, Yisrael, just put it in a sack and keep it at home. And then Yah may move on your heart. You don't have to go to the ATM machine. You just go under your mattress and pull out $50, $100 and give it to Yah. That's how you do it. Come on, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're full of fraud and they're full of deceit. Well, who are you talking about, preacher? I want to identify who I'm talking about. Verse 10. Therefore, his people return here. He said, now I want you to return here, people. I want you to see. And they drain the Mayim, the heavens, a fool. That's what his people have done. They have taken and given nothing back. Listen. He said, and they say, how does Yahweh, Yada, he doesn't know. And is their knowledge in the Most High? Sure it is. Well, who are the ones that do this? The ones that look up to the heavens and they curse Yah. I want us all to read that verse 12 together. Come on. It says, behold, hold on now. Go with me. Behold, now we must read everything in the context of Tehillim 1. Behold, these are the wicked who prosper in what? The wicked prosper in the world. Yah says, these are the wicked. These are the Rashad. Then the T.D. Jakes tells you that their God wants you to be rich and prosper. The scripture says, these are the wicked. They're the lawless. They're the oppressors. These are the wicked that prosper in the world. Come on, Israel. We don't know the book. We don't love it. There's nothing good about the book we care for. These are the wicked. He described. He said, all right, Israel. He said, I'm telling you, world. You look at this book. Once you read this, you're in for it. These are, I'll read again. Behold, these are the wicked. These are the Rasha. Who shall live. They are at ease. They got gain. They have much. Who prosper in the world. He called them. They prosper in the world. And they what? They what? They what? They what? They saga. They increase with much. They increase with what? With wealth. Hala. They increase with riches. That's simple, isn't it? These are the wicked that prosper in the world. You see the wicked prospering. The Dow Jones. The speculation in the market. Whereby I had a little poor woman out there who can't even make it. She had to park that raggedy old car she had. and try to catch the bus and get a little babies to the nursery down the Jenny Smith's house. She's out there in the heat of the day and can't even spend time with the little children because she's oppressed. And the rich fat dog, like a buffet or a gate, the swine's birth out of hell, and those sit in the Senate and the White House and the Black House, the Green House, they get fat like dogs. These are the wicked, they prosper. T.D. Jakes prosper, doesn't it? He's a wicked man. Benny Hinn prosper, doesn't it? They teach prosperity doctrine. They're wicked. They have no conscience. They're liars. Their tongues are full of deceit. Gold and silver belongs unto the Yah. Listen, Yah makes rich and he makes poor. I believe that. Hallelujah. But it's the right way when a man is rich, what Yah tells him what to do with the riches. These men hoard the riches. They oppress the poor. They oppress the hireling. They make them suffer. They beat them down like dogs. That's what they do. That's what they do. They beat a little mother down. She becomes so oppressed she can't even think of man. Her children, there's no attention to her children. A man goes out, he labors. He's so succumbed to bills and so oppressed. He's trying to, as old Sam, when I was growing up, robbing from Peter to pay Paul. He steals from this one to pay that one. He lied to this one to get this right. That's not Yah. That's not Yah. It is not of Yahweh. Period. It is not of Yah. He wants us, Yisrael. He wants us to awaken out of this stupor of drunkenness and darkness. I mean that. This is the command of Yah. Hallelujah. He wants us to awaken. This nation think it is a secure nation, doesn't it? We think we're much security. There's a reason why we think that. These are the wicked who prosper in the world. They shall live, S-H-A-W-L-A-V-E, they shall live in the world. They prosper in the world and they increase. They have much, they increase with riches, with ease, with abundance and much. You got more than you had 2 years ago and don't know what to do with it. And don't even use what you had 2 years ago, and that what you got, you still don't use that. But yet no time for Yah, no energy for Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We better hear what the word of Yah says. We better quit, stop being arrogant and haughty and lifted up with our stupidity, with our juvenile immaturity. Come on, Yisrael. We better pray that Yah raise up one that may speak unto us out of the, as an oracle, out of the calling that Yahshua ordained and gave the gifts unto man. We need men like that. What's wrong with that? We need men like that. We need men like that that will speak. Hallelujah. We need that. There's a reason. There's a false security. As it was among Israel, there's a false security among us. No 9/11, no this, no that, no this, no that. And they're dying. This nation is full of poverty. It's a sick nation. They're dying in their hospitals. We don't have no prayer life. Elder Wyman said we run to a doctor before we run to Yah. Come on, don't you know that's a sign of wickedness? You do what you want to, but what I'm saying, I don't care who it is. We have no trust, confidence in the prayer of Yah. We have no faith. Let me die in the emunah of Almighty Yah. I was reading that commissioner from Charlotte. She got sick. She went to the hospital the other day, Thursday. Even now she's dead. 56 years old. You go, honey, how did that appointment? You go to reach it. There ain't no problem with that. Well, I'm only 22. How did they die? 22 every day. Boom. 22 just went. I'm talking to you. Bam. 22 just went. Well, I'm 35, Pastor Roberts. You don't understand. I got a full life ahead of me. You got nothing but misery, death, and hell ahead of you outside of Yahshua. That's all ahead of you. There's an appointment. What? To die. You're born, it's appointed to die. An appointment. And folks don't miss doctor's appointments, do they? I got to be there at 2:30, honey. It's 1:45. How long did it take you there? 10 minutes, but I want to make sure. They take a bath too, don't they? Come on, Yisrael. Make sure they're clean. As Granny would say, put on some clean drawers and make sure your undergarments are clean. Put on clean socks. You had to do that. Put on clean drawers and clean this and clean that. And yet you will not clean your damn wicked hearts. You won't clean it from the vile wickedness and the crud you've allowed to build up in you against Yah. You against Yah, against His heritage, against His people, His man serving against truth. Yeah. He poked down in your pride, down in you, open you up and split you open and look in there and look there. Come on. daughters of Zion. Come on. Hallelujah. You trustees. That young man came here, Brother Ramon. He said, Pastor Roberts, I cannot do it. Come on, get on your wicked knees, your crusted, damn wicked knees. Get on there and pray. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Oh, Elder, he reminded us last week, say we do everything but pray. Come on, get on your damn crusty knees. Huh? Don't take a dollar to him. Bring it here. Give me the dollar. Give me the money for ya. What are you going to do? Don't worry about what I do. I'll do right with it. You got to listen. Send the money here. Bless you, Brother Boone, Sister Boone out there. But that's so. California. It's early in the morning, and they're there with us. Hallelujah. So give Pastor Rob some money. What are you going to do? Don't worry about what I'm going to do. Just give it here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Totally, yeah. Hallelujah. I don't make many friends, but that's all right. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish part of this. I'm going to finish this up. If I get back to it, there's much more to this, Brother Dale. There's a great depth that I haven't even touched on. And I must do that. I have to. I just don't see where I can fit it in. But I'll fit it in one day, son. The scripture says, I want to go back to Michael, chapter 3. Why we have this sense of false security. And it's among Israel and the nations too. That's a false security. It says in Micah chapter 3, verse 9. It says, hear this. Now, what Yah says, hear this. I pray, I beg of you. I pray you. And who he's talking to? He was talking to the head of the Bayat of Yaakov and the princes of the Zah, the princes of the Bayat of Israel. He said, and abhor Mishpatim, you that hate judgment. You don't want to judge, you don't want to speak of judgment. He said, and pervert all equity, Yashar. You pervert all justice, all things that are right and fitting and proper. This nation just did that, the Senate, that folks elect, think they elect. This is supposed to guard the welfare of the people. And they're guarding the welfare of a few elite, rich, powerful, wicked, fat daddy dogs. And they think this country's secure. They're oppressing the little, howling the poor. They rob from him. They steal. They oppress the small one. That is not Yahweh. They don't want true judgment. This nation has been greedy, has spent, let the whore fall. You go beyond your measures, lose the house. Give you wisdom to how to start over and not do it again. Let it go. Give it back to the wicked. And go out and grab you just a little piece of scratch land. And put your wife and your youngest there if you have to sleep in a tent. It's cowardly generation. I would. And I say to my wife, I say, I'm not going anywhere, all right? But even if I was out there, I would have me a little scratch of land. I could build me a house. It takes Sister Roberts and I 2 years to build it. You give me, make the mud, come on. Put something that just keep watering it. I want it like this. I'll do the laboring work. You just make sure that all I want is out there with me. I can lay the blocks. Just talk to me, come on. See, she out there looking and she, oh, that looks so easy. Yeah. Just stay with me. All I need you out here talking with me. Come on. If I have to sleep in a little old camper, I will sleep in that. Sure I would. Get my family, my children, my house from under the oppressive regime of the world. I would. Oh, I would. That's me now. Hallelujah. If I have to put up me a nice tent, get me one of them nice sleeping bags. They got them that temperature go down to 0 degrees, you still stay warm. And cover up in it. Our granddaddy did that. Great-great-granddaddy. And they had more money than you got. Sure they did. To free myself from this oppressive power that oppressed the minds of the people and drive them. They have no shalom, no peace in their homes. They're abusive to their wives and their children, to their husbands, because the world oppressed them. Hallelujah. Oh, I will get someone to say, Pastor Roberts, I needed that today. It may not come from you, but someone's out there. They're listening. Hallelujah. They're listening. They're listening. And folks come and they listen. Other day, 59 people, they come from all of the United States and different parts of the world. They come to listen and hear. They may not stay for 10 minutes, but they come. Hallelujah. You prefer judgment. There is no righteousness. You abhor the Mishpatim of Yahweh. because it's not proper to you. You don't do what things, and you preferred all equity. All equity, what is right. Come on, what kind of equity is this? That you take from the smaller poor people, that put every family in $10,000 worth of debt, just for a few elite rich pigs. You tell me that's equity? And they get nothing back from it? The taxes don't go down? Or they tell you on your federal taxes, and they tax you up on everything else? No equity. No justice at all. They built up to Zion with dumb, with blood. They have built up these whole houses that they call Zion with wine. And I mean figurative. They have done that with wine and scripture. When we see the word wine or this dam, it's dam, blood or wine. It has a figurative, metaphoric, and an actual. It means the literal blood. But it also means that when we see that, it is the wine that caused or produced death. So what this whole that we call the cafe whole house that she's made everyone to drink of the wine of her cup. No, that's not what's causing the death in the country. It's this whole from America. It's this thing we call democracy and capitalism that they make everyone drink from this. Look at Mrs. Shakavilek over there in Georgia. That the Georgian soldiers are brutalizing the people that are Georgians. And so Mr. Shakavili says that they're oppressing the people. They're taking away their rights. You understand this democracy that has drinking from this damn death cup of this whore, and they say it's going to quote cause Mr. Bush some embarrassment. Mr. Bush doesn't give a nickel's worth of dog's meat about those people in Georgia, and their skin color the same color here, so it makes no difference. He don't give a nickel's worth of rat's dung. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They don't mean nothing, nor does T.D. Jakes. If he does something for someone, it's to give him some kind of prominent pronouncement. Oh, don't tell nobody what I did. Oh, I can't help it. I got to tell it. Well, you really don't have to tell it, but go ahead. Liars. The tongues are full of deceits and lies. Speak to me truth, yeah. Raise up the nobi that will speak and declare your imat. And tell Israel their sins and show them their wickedness. I will declare unto us what Yah commands. Hallelujah. He says they have built up to Zion with blood and Jerusalem with evil. That's what iniquity is. I know it's avon, and avon deals with the whole dynamics of iniquity. But Yahweh says here, it is the evil. It's this iniquity is it is evil. It is the unjust practices, the unrighteousness, the violent deeds that they perpetrate toward people. The unjust mandates that they place upon people. That's unjust for the woman to make her go out and leave her baby. And she's got to work for $7 an hour. And gas costs $4 an hour. How does she even make it? She works all day and she has to work 2 days to get enough gas to go back and forth to work. Come on, Israel. And they say she ought to take responsibility. Well, how can she do that? She got 3 babies out of wedlock. She says, ignorant mama didn't teach her nothing. Didn't know how to teach her. Come on. She's bound. She doesn't know how to get out. She cries out to their pagan gods, hallelujah, and she's still bound. She gets a euphoric for a moment, she's still bound. Yahshua makes one free, he's free. And they're free. You're not free, you're free. How can you serve two masters? You will love one, hate the other? You cleave to one and despise the other. Who are you serving? What God you're serving? You're not serving Yah because he's not a part of the triangular effects of the gods, because gods are dogs, and I say it without any repentance. He is the Most High. Hallelujah. He said the heads there of Israel judge for shock. They judge for reward. They judge for money, for bribes, for presents and for bribes. And the Kohim therefore teach for hire. So you tell me that these liars that call themselves in Zion, they don't judge for money. The more you give, the more they prophesy you, the better your prophecy is. How much he gave you? Mr. Parfoff was well for that. That's David Lee's in the first row. He got on the plaid shirt. He lives at 1419 Raven Boulevard in Omaha. Mr. Parfoff, the Lord speaks to me. There's a name, David. There's a street. That's a street that has a peculiar name, like a bird. like a bird, a raven. That's what he would do. That's what the pig out of hell did. And the folks still send that cowardly dog millions. They still love the swine. Hallelujah. So they prophesy, they speak for reward. They speak for money. The Kohen, the harlot, they're nothing but a bunch of hard killers. They feed you that poison line, you eat that. And the nobis therefore divine. Ah, they got them. They divine, they kosam, they divined. They do divinations for money. Yet would they lean upon Yah and say, is not Yahweh among us? Will they lean upon Yah and say, is Yahweh among us? No evil will come upon us. That's what they say, don't they? No evil shall come upon us, they are determined. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed. It shall be harash. He's going to be plowed. He's going to be plowed. Zion is going to be plowed. He's going to be harash. You better thank Yah, he's going to plow us. When you are plowed, that he turns all the little crazy mess, and that's what this plow does. It cuts deep down into your wickedness and reveals the little hidden things under your dirty flesh. That's what he's doing in America. All her killings, her death, her ritual practice, her divination, her witchcraft, her damn lies that she has perpetrated and spread it abroad. And the plow is cutting down in this hole. She says, we're safe, but you're not safe. There's only one security in Yahshua. You have no safety, Israel. You have no security. He's going to plow us as a field, as a field. And Jerusalem shall become heap, and the mountains of the house of the high places as of a forest. Now he said, this is what I'm going to do to Israel. And America walks by the same spirit and the same mindset, even more devious in their practices. He said, your high places, their whole houses, there ain't going to be no kind of relief from them. There will be no inspiration. And those things you have esteemed highly, they're going to become the places for the beasts and the things to live. The beasts and the bohemians, the animals to live. And that's what's in these men today. They are spirits of dogs and pedophilia and homosexual spirits. That's what they're in them. And they call themselves usurping authority, taking authority over the masses, and the masses love it that way. Why? Because they're full of lies and they want someone to tell them they're full of lies. They don't want to tell them, woman, don't dress like a hoe, like a dog. Carry yourself like a woman that has dignity and has honor. Man, be a man and stop being a little effeminate thing. And take care of your house. And take care of your house is not just Jim Dollar tennis shoes. It's watching after their ruach, the welfare of their being. Not because you can give them tin daddy shoes, alligator boots. That means nothing. Hallelujah. It's the dead, stinking beasts that you watch after their nephesh, their souls, and bring up in the nurture of Yah. That you come home with your little son. He said, Daddy, I love Yah. Hallelujah. All they want to talk about basketball game. We're going to play ball tonight. School got a game, but this is happening. Come on, that's so wickedness. That's not of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't want to talk about the things of Yah because Daddy ain't talking about it. He's so busy watching the Green Bay Packers and the Mountaineers play football. He got to see Julius Irving or what's his name, Jay Wade down there do a throw down dunk. Or he got to see Kobe B pumping his 42 tonight. Such an empty damn life, and Kobe would spit on him. Kobe would spit on him. Wouldn't even take time for him. Pump millions in the Kobe's coffer, and if he was poor, you think Kobe's not thinking about him? That's stupid. Waste your time and your life on something so empty and so irrelevant, has no impact on your life, will not enhance your children, their lives, their mobility, their strength, make them dumb as hell and dumb down as you are dumb. Hallelujah. Does it give them any kind of strength, of fortitude, to persevere in the midst of this life? To be a ball player, it's not going to be a ball player. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's going to plow to Zion. We may think that we're safe, but Yah says he is going to plow us. I want to close with this, and I want to finish up next time. All right. Look what he says in Yaakov. This is the judgment, the Mishpatim on Yah, against the people that denounce him, that he denounces against. against the rich and those that do not believe Yah. So when a man has the wealth of Yah, when he has the riches of Yah, it causes no sorrows. And he gives. If he got a billion, he give away a billion. He's still rich. You understand? He's not a philanthropist, but he gives it away unto the poor and the needy to assist those that are under oppression. Because he had to oppress them. To get that kind of money, you have oppressed a whole lot of folks. But look at the word of Yah unto the prophet. Unto the Shulisham as he speaks, Yaakov, James, James. I would have started chapter 2 in one verse there, verse 6. James chapter 2, verse 6. Yahweh says this. He's talking to a Pacific people. He says, you have kala, you have despised. James, Yaakov, 2, 6. You have despised. You have made them despicable. You have despised the poor. Sharak says that the rich man hates the poor. You have despised the poor. Do not rich men, do not, does it say that rich men? Does it say poor men or rich men? Does it say rich men or poor men? Do not rich men, and Yah said these are the wicked of the world. Do not rich men lahats or oppress or they squeeze or they press down. Do not that they press you. Do not they oppress you? Is that not what the rich men do? They oppress you with their bills and their demands and their command. They squeeze you for every nickel and draw you before the judgment seat. That's where they take you to the court. They take you to the law. They say your credit is bad. They destroy you. That is oppression. He goes on to say in chapter 5, now this is who is oppressing the people. America is rich, isn't she? She oppresses the world. She oppresses the world. She oppresses the world. And you are oppressed outside of Yeshua. I don't care. You can sit down in front of your 42-inch television, 65-inch. It means nothing. You can live in a surreal world that magnifies the works of hell. And that's all the television does. It magnifies the deceitful works of hell and darkness. The rich oppress the poor. Hallelujah. Yaakov says in chapter 5, verse 1, James. He said, go now, you rich men. Weep and howl for your wonderful times that shall come upon you. Miseries. America, there's miseries coming upon you. I'm telling you, Israel, you better get from under the umbrella of this wicked hole for the miseries that shall come upon you. He said, your riches are corrupt and your garments are moth-eaten. Now this is beyond understanding here. He says, your gold and your silver they are tarnished. They're tarnished. And the rust of them, you tell me gold being rusty and silver, they're so greedy and so vile and so wicked, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, not for you, but for against you, and shall eat your flesh as it was fire. And this nation is on fire today. I was reading an article, they say, Mr. Paulson, when the Senate, I knew it was just a mockery or hoax, when they didn't pass it the first time. You see, they didn't leave Washington. They're all on break now. Trying to get ready for the presidential. They should all be back in the districts and promoting John McCain or Barack Hussein Obama. So they all stayed there, didn't they? Because they knew that the powers that be had them all. They got something on every last one of them. They got something. You think that those perverts' records are squeaky clean? I was reading one of the other day that the butler that worked for the queen of this whole England, that he had taken care of Reagan, all of Mr. Jimmy Carter, and all of them. And he was a pedophilia, that he loved boys. And matter of fact, he brought one of the little boys to the queen's house and sat down with the queen. These freaks birthed out of hell. You think these men are genuinely men? You look at these dogs, these hoes in Hollywood that are marrying women. Look at the rash of that. Come on, man. You sit there and you watch that damn mess. Come on, you're not listening to me. You watch that thing in these holes and these freaks. Come on, Israel. They're marrying all of them coming out now. That's not Yah. You fear your ruach with that. The punk ball players and they how they womanize and take advantage of women because of their status quo and abuse women. And you strengthen the hands of that. Come on, something is wrong with you, man. You're twisted. You're twisted in your mind. No way I would sit. I'd rather sit in this book here. Hallelujah. He said they're going to witness against you and they're going to eat up your flesh. He said you have heaped them together for the last days. Well, that's all right. Yah says in verse 4, behold, the hire of the labor. Those that worked, that little mother that worked. Three young'uns and don't know how to take care of them. The hire of the labor, you have reaped down your fields, which is of you, have kept back by fraud. You have kept their money, and you know you owe them a raise. You panned them pennies on the dollars, not even pennies. You kept it back by lies and deceit, by fear and oppression. Yahweh says, he did not say the children of Israel. He said, you kept back the price of those that are labored in your field. He didn't say they were right or sanctified, as this wicked world would say. He said, you've kept it back. You've lied to them. He said, cries of them have entered into the ears of Yahweh of Sabaoth. Of Sabaoth, the host of the organized army. And his army is not like this little putrefied thing we call American's army. They're rotting in the strength of Yah. By the will of Yahshua. Hallelujah. He said, you have lived in pleasure on the earth, and we live in pleasure, don't we? Come on, Yisrael. We don't want pizza. We want nuggets. Don't want nuggets. You can have steak. Can you imagine folks in India don't even know what a steak is? A piece of chicken, rice, a little milk and bread every day. Shukamu wiki nugwali every day. You live with your fatness, your sweeties for your sweet tooth. You got something for your fat tooth. You got something for your greedy tooth. Don't like bologna? You want Swiss cheese on it. Swiss cheese is not your thing. You got to have you got to have cheese from Bartow. That's the way this rich nation, greedy, fat, and rich is. Lived in pleasure on the earth, and you have been wanting. You have lived in luxury. We got home with a fan. Place where the air conditioning, some of you all are freezing. Here you got your coats, your hands cold, your ears cold. Come on, we have lived in luxury here, in wanton. Cars to go from here to there at burn up gas money without even any conscience. Go to Walmart and Fat Dollar Mart and spend every nickel. You have nourished your life. You have nourished your own heart in the days of slaughter. Come on. When there's military warfare in the world, then this nation get fat. That's what it was in World War I and II. That's when the women start going out of the homes, wearing pants, smoking cigarettes. They had liberty. They had their own money. They could buy. They could sell. And so that time, America lived fat. They enjoyed the prosperity while they had war. This Keynesianism that you destroy nations and you build them up. You oppress the poor. That's what the doctrine is. You have condemned and kill the Sadiq man, the man that was righteous. You say, I tell you what, listen to me. I want to say this. I'm going to close in a minute. Don't go to sleep on me. It was something that Evangelist Holmes would always tell me. He would say this to me. He said, Brother Roberts, I want to tell you something. You know, Yah said he judged not of the seeing of the eye. He said, I want to tell you something, brother. See, the scripture says that you have condemned the Sadiq, the righteous man. He said, Yah looks at the situation. He sees a drunkard that's in his pukery. And Yah says he's a drunkard. And Yah says, why? Why? You see this way, like he doesn't know. But he gave me a superb analogy. And Shadabalak says unto the Abba, says, he was working for David Roberts. He had some problems and he fired him. Is that so? He went to his wife and said, plead with the master that he takes me back. Jean, and she was arrogant and boastful, and says, you're out of here. And so he began to sense the oppression as he lost his substance. And he had no other alternative, yeah, but to turn to this, that he found some kind of relief away from the reality of life. And so Yah doesn't judge after the scene of the eye. He looks at the matter. So the rich, what they do, they condemn the Sadiq man. And look at this. They condemn the righteous and he always resists. Huh? Come on, read with me. He what? Come on, he what? Then why do you resist, brothers and sisters? And even when the righteous man is condemned, he does not resist. That man, even though he may be a drunkard, he has more righteous. He bows his head. I lost my wife. And my children. I'm so miserable.
I said, well, you got to still pay your taxes.
Yes, sir. And they said, I ain't got no money. I try. I try to do something. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got nobody. You're right. I go to work. I leave. I know it's your house. You see, and he doesn't even resist. What can we do? We're going to resist. You can't resist this government. Nothing. Yah says you better weep and howl like a dog. Like a dog. You better howl, for misery is going to come upon you. Yah says to us, Yisrael, he exhorts us. He exhorts us that we may stand with patience and do not fight. We feel with the meekness, allow the ruach of meekness to operate in us. I want to close from this as he speaks to you, Yisrael. He says in verse 7, be patient, therefore, Yisraelite brothers, Kedoshim, to the coming of Yahshua. He said, just be patient. Don't get ahead of yourself. Just be patient. He says, behold, the husbandman waits. He calls us precious. Precious in the sight of Yah. He said, Yah waits for the precious fruit of the earth. And this is what I love. I like this part here. And has shallow patience. Has what? That's all right. He has long patience for it. Until he receive the early and the latter rain. And so to you, Yisrael, be you also patient. Establish your love in the word of Yah. On what? For the coming of Yahshua. For it is nigh or near unto us. So let that be your patience. Even though this whore is wicked, you be patient. In the spirit of meekness, don't resist Yah. Because all things work for the love of them that love of Yah, and they which are called according to the purpose of Yah, everything will work well. I'm going to stop there. There's more to this, much more, as I want to show us why this wickedness and the seed, as what practice it comes out of. And Yah's will, I'll continue on that one day. I don't know when, hopefully soon, all right? But may this stimulate you to search the scripture. Because in scripture we have in the Ketveh and Ketuvah scripture or scriptures, we have eternal life. And we are the ones that testify the mighty works of Yah. May He strengthen you. You that are listening on the live stream, may Yah strengthen you. May He barak you all. May you hold fast to the imuna of Yah and cause your love to delight and the waiting and the patience of the coming of Yahshua. I delight in that above all things. And as I split that word, I know one thing that is certain, that death is a reality. There are you that will be alive and remain, and there are some of us that will go on. But you that are alive and remain at the coming, be patient. Establish yourself in the patience. And the patience of Yah is to do all things without charging Yah foolishly and murmuring and muttering and calling on spirits of hell to bring some kind of relief of comfort. Trust in Yah, because He's going to carry you through the whole process. May the blessings of Yah rest upon you, Yisrael. And you that are out there, Pastor Robert's verbiage, sometimes it is so erratic, but that's all right. Just be comforted in Yahshua. May Yah barak you. Come on, Brother Patrick. May the strength of Yah rest upon Yisrael. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Come on, sisters and brothers, and let's sing. Ah, yes. Thank you.
thank for your blessings today, correction, reproof. And you have the comfort of assurance of our patient waiting upon Yahshua HaMashiach. We told you for all things. Bless those that join us on the live stream. We ask all things in Yahshua's name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.